We're back. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. You're listening to Who's Talking. We're back and glad to welcome, in the next segment, we're going to have Chris Horn of the Sabre to give us analysis of the recruiting. In the meantime, we are introducing a brand new segment to our show. We are grateful that, as of today, First Capital Bank has joined us as a new sponsor of Who's Talking. We're thrilled to have them and Bob Watts, their president, on board for the remainder of our season. The new feature is the Play of the Game, which is sponsored by First Capital Bank, Where People Matter. We've chosen the UNC victory to select the big play, and Jim will describe it for you.
Yeah, second half of the basketball game, just to set you up the segment, Virginia had the five-point lead. North Carolina scored the first basket of the second half. Mike Scott scored to put Virginia back up by five. Sammy Zaglinski nailed a three at the 17:40 mark, and then following that, Sammy steals the basketball, has a great two-on-one fast break with Sylvan, able to dish the bounce pass to Sylvan. He's up, scores, and one, converts the free throw, so Virginia goes up at that point in time 43-32, their first double-digit lead of the game, and they led by double digits the rest of the way. So we're going to call that the play of the game. That, of course, was part of the 18-0 run in the second half, where Virginia had its biggest lead of 21 at 53-32. So just a great second half of basketball down in Chapel Hill if you're a Cavalier fan.
Pretty remarkable. Sammy had a huge game with 19 points and at least five threes that I can recall, so certainly a very fitting play of the game. We're also very fortunate today to have a special guest with us. This is Matt Shaver. He's a member of the Richmond chapter of the UVA Alumni Association, and Matt's going to tell us a little bit about the Hokies versus Who's food fight that's coming up.
Okay, thanks for having us. Yes, this year we've got the sixth annual collaboration with the Central Virginia Food Bank, where the UVA Club of Richmond and Virginia Tech Alumni Association here in Richmond team up to raise food and funds for the Central Virginia Food Bank. We've got a website, www.hokiesversuswhos.com, that's got all the information. The food bank, especially recently with the economy, has had a major uptick in those needing their services, 30% increase this year in people needing food assistance. They serve a very large area, 31 counties and five cities, so it's important for groups like our Alumni Club and Tech's Alumni Club to get together for events like this and pitch in where we can.
Very exciting. Tell us, how can our alumni chip in and support this worthwhile project?
Well, there's a couple ways. You can go to any local area UCROPS starting next Monday, and they'll have bins there for each school, and you can buy any non-perishable item, throw it in your team's bin. That runs through Saturday. The competition runs from now until the end of the game on Saturday. The other way you can get involved is go back online, HokiesVersusWhos.com, and make a monetary contribution. The can donations count 1 point per can or box. The dollars count 5 points, though, so you can make a much bigger impact with a monetary donation. The food bank can do a lot with that.
Yeah, I see. Virginia's won two out of the last 3 years. Is that the key to Virginia's success, the monetary donations? Because I asked Frank about this before. How do you beat Virginia Tech in an agricultural thing? You can major in agriculture down there.
That's right. It has been money, actually, the years that we've won. The previous 5 years, Tech is actually up one win on us. They won the first 2 years. In 07, we won. Tech came back and beat us in 08. And last year, we won by the slimmest of margins, the equivalent of $80. So obviously, the online donations are crucial to getting UVA the win.
Well, Matt, in addition to the Hokies versus Who's food fight, which is getting underway today, donating the food, making the monetary contributions, what are the things of the Richmond Club up to these days here in town?
Well, to play off the food fight, we've actually got our Wahoo Wednesday, which is a monthly social gathering at some of the local bars and restaurants in Richmond. And that will be Wednesday, February the 10th, starting at 7 o'clock. T. Miller's downtown is going to be hosting our club. So any Wahoo fans can come down, bring canned donations, make monetary donations, support the food drive. We've got an interesting event in April coming up, April 3rd. We've got the UVA men's soccer team is going to play the Richmond Kickers, actually, at U of R Stadium. So keep an eye out for that.
It's very exciting. Well, Matt, we're glad to have you here with us today. Jim and I got to cover a couple of things here before we go to our second break, but thank you for joining us, and we wish the Wahoos in town the best of luck in the big food fight, and I know we'll pull it out.
Indeed. Thank you, Matt, for being here with us.
All right, Jimbo, you know, back to the basketball game real quick before we go to break. Any overriding thoughts?
Well, just, you know, the thing that strikes me is the character nature of, I mean, you know, you and I were sitting there watching the Virginia Tech game on Thursday night, and that's just a devastating loss, playing at home, losing a lead like that, losing it in overtime, and it doesn't help that you're losing it to your big rival. So to be able to bounce back from that, I just think it's a great tribute to the basketball team and the coaching staff that they were able to turn around in a 72-hour period, go to Chapel Hill in the bad weather, get down there and play what might have been their best game of the year.
Very, very remarkable, all things considered. I was looking back in the history books, and, you know, just a very few victories down there. Obviously, in the old days, playing in Carmichael Auditorium, which was a very difficult facility for any team to go into, but further still, only a few wins ever in the Dean Dome.
Well, six total, and I remember during my 12 years as a broadcaster, we always made reference to the fact we only won down there three times prior to the year 2000. So the victories have been few and far between, which makes this one probably even sweeter given the circumstances. So,
well, at this point, we're going to gear up for our second break. We want to thank Curtis Staples, the extraordinary marksman that played for UVA back in the 90s. At the same time, we want to thank Matt Shaver for joining us. We're headed for our second break and looking forward to hearing from the Sabres recruiting analyst Chris Horner in just a few moments.